Welcome back to Whose Line Is It Wellyway? My name is Susan, and I'm joined today by my co-host. Introduce yourself, guys.
Hi, I'm Crystal, and I'm from Cali, and I'm super excited to be here. It's not even a joke.
I'm Barry. I'm 37. I didn't actually want to be here, but I got fired from a job. I collect slugs, got a few slugs now, and loving life, really.
But that's great to know. Well, we've got just a jam-packed show for you today. We've got a message from our Prime Minister, but not before an amazing message from our sponsors, Dereet.
Oh, I'm feeling really down in the dumps recently. My baby sister keeps on calling me fat. Oh, I think it's all the crisps I'm eating. I don't know what to do.
Wait, Oscar, are you eating full-sized crisp packets?
Yeah, I thought that's what everyone does.
That's ridiculous. No one eats full-sized crisp packets anymore. We eat the newfangled Dereet, a packet with only a single Dorito in it. It's a revolution.
No way. That's so cool. How does it work?
Well, go to your local corner shop and go to the till and ask for the $10.99 packet Dereet, and he will surely give it to you. It's a brilliant way to lose weight, but still eat your favourite snacks.
That's so clever. Why eat loads of yummy Doritos when you can just have one? Genius.
Terms and conditions apply.
This is your Prime Minister, coming live from the tropical islands of the Bahamas. I have been on a beach for the longest I can remember, and the sand is too sandy. So, I ask you, why go to the Bahamas when instead you could stay in our magnificent country where it rains every single day? I think this is the solution that will save our planet.
Breaking news in Kimber, Australia. Died. The poor man in his late 30s suffered a heart attack on the stage whilst performing a death scene. Film critics say it was a highly praised performance and much of the audience wanted to go watch it again as it was extremely lifelike.
OMG, I'm so jelly. This pandemic has totally ruined my tan. I've had to fake tan like those British girls do, and I am not for it.
Well, that's great, isn't it? Last place I went is Paris. They have some great cuisine there. Barry, any thoughts on that?
Best thing I've ever eaten. I hit a deer once and it was fine until the next day the police knocked on my door and it turned out it was someone's horse. But it tasted fantastic, so yeah, I loved it.
Well, that's just fantastic. My favourite food from France is escargot.
Monsieur, mademoiselles, welcome to the best restaurant in all of Paris. I would like you to take your orders one by one.
Dip first!
Okay then, you go first.
Okay, so I read in the book that risotto is really, really good for you, but I think I'm going to go with the oysters.
I wouldn't go for the oysters on Wednesdays. You shouldn't have oysters on Wednesdays. There's a lot of facts behind it. I mean, I'm a lawyer, so I wouldn't go for oysters. I would go for the lobster instead.
Mademoiselle, the oysters, they're actually the special of the day, so maybe you should go back to law school. The other mademoiselle, the one that hasn't spoken anything for you today.
No, don't ask me. I don't know, there's too many choices. You see, I'm in a job where there's exactly what you have to do laid out in front of you. This is just too much. There's too many options. Just don't ask me!
Maybe the monsieur will be slightly less problematic.
Well, actually, I consider myself quite the expert on this kind of cuisine. I'll go for this menu's quite difficult. I'll go for the baguette, as I'm sure the natives call it.
The baguette? I will not go for a baguette. There's a lot of research saying that baguettes can cause bloating, and you don't want bloating. I mean, any more bloating, that wouldn't be good. So I think maybe the fish. That would be better for you.
I had fish once. It was awful.
To the mademoiselle that considers herself a lawyer, I think I could find myself a stronger defense in the deep, dark depths of the kindergarten playground. Monsieur, you want for your dinner just some bread. Is that right?
I think you're meant to call it the baguette, but yes, a traditional dish of the Parisians.
Breaking news. Research has shown that oxygen is key for human survival.
Well, great. Now we know that oxygen is key for human survival. My uncle Terry once told me that ingesting foot fungus was really what keeps you nutritionally healthy. Anyway, here's the weather.
It's snowing and now no one's going to shut up about it for the next 2 weeks.
Boris Johnson has just announced the new Tier 12 lockdown. While people are still struggling to come to terms with the one-person limit, you have to be locked in your cupboard at night, not look out windows, and cannot use any sort of Wi-Fi or internet, as it has been found to spread COVID-19.
Well, that really sucks. Anyway, did you hear Jean's had a new baby?
It's really ugly.
Well, there's, like, this new cream that, like, is supposed to, like, be magical. To put it briefly, it, like, removes your face.
Do you suffer from extreme self-loathing? Maybe you've got an irrational fear of mirrors. Or maybe you want to feel the sweet release of a bunch of acid burning your face off. These are all very real and human feelings that shouldn't be ignored, which is why we're happy to introduce our very own face removal cream.
Mummy, am I ugly?
Of course you are, sweetheart.
That's not a problem. I have the new cream you got me.
Go upstairs and use it right now.
I will.
Face removal cream. What could go wrong?
Well, like, I heard, like, Jeffree Star is using the cream, and, like, I bet so is Kanye.
Here in the savannah, the dusty winds tumble the long grass along the valleys, and we can see a herd of elephants in the distance. But, oh no, what's this? A ravenous pack of hyenas on the run. It seems as though they're about to take down the elephants in a battle that will go down in natural history. But, oh no, what's this? One of the hyenas seems to have something. Cameraman, zoom in. Wait, where's the cam? One of the hyenas is currently eating the cameraman, slowly engulfing his body. But we must let this take course, as it is part of nature. He was a nice man, Steve, but he will have to be put down for the elephant, and the hyenas will eat him.
Tyson Fury has just been attacked by a squirrel. Tyson has been rushed to hospital and is still unconscious. The doctors have informed us that Tyson should be okay with only a few broken bones. Police are on the lookout for this rabid animal and have advised everyone in the town of Ashbourne to stay inside until this animal has been found, as no one knows when this vicious squirrel could strike again. Statement from a police officer said that the search is slow, as all squirrels look the same.
The super spreader is a curious creature, one with the ability to break any kind of lockdown regulation. Their only goal in life is to infect more of their own kind with COVID-19, a self-destructive behaviour. The female hobbies include flocking to favourite shopping locations in their Fiat 500s and picnicking with glasses of Prosecco. The males seem to do anything to get away from their female counterparts and attend events scientifically referred to as a pint with the lads. Super spreaders have shown almost negligible amounts of care and basic human empathy for others close to them. Living with their at-risk mum? No matter. Meeting with an asthmatic friend. He'll be fine. A truly strange species. Tune in next time for a talk on the preachy vegan.
A new criminal called The Cat is out there stealing tongues, making the phrase, "The cat's got your tongue," all too realistic.
Welcome back to another episode of Grey Planet. Today we will be looking at the dangerous habitat of the greater spotted boy. Now, come here and have a closer look. We can tell that this is the living place of this con species due to the harsh smell of sweat and mouth breath. And if we stay silent for a minute...
No, you are
yes,
trash!
Yes, the distinctive shouting into his headset as he plays his Xbox.
You are garbage, you are not as good as me, you know you aren't.
Now, although they may seem sedate currently, if you anger them at all, for example, insulting their favourite football team, then they become hostile and grumpy. Yes, indeed, potentially very dangerous.
If you don't confess it, that little girl will not get justice. She will know that when she goes to sleep tonight, her thief will be walking around wreaking havoc.
What beef? And little girl? You literally just pulled me out of a Starbucks coffee. I don't know who you are.
You performed the low of all lows. If you don't spill your beans, I'm going to have to spill them for you.
What? I didn't steal anything. Are you saying I stole from a little girl? I'd never do that.
Like taking candy from a baby.
Candy? I stole candy?
You know full well what you did. Now I'm just going to ask you one more question. Why?
I don't know. I didn't do... Oh, my niece was in town and I took her lollipop for her. Did you track me down?
See? Stealing candy from a child.
No. I didn't steal it from her. I didn't steal anything. And you tracked me down? That's creepy. That's a crime in itself. I should call the police. Are you a policewoman?
Do I look like a policewoman?
No, not at all.
Oh no. I keep bumping into all my furniture. My knees and shins are so bruised. What am I supposed to do?
Introducing the Sweet Seat. This jelly chair is beautiful and edible. It is safe for all ages, and it is completely jelly. This chair will be transforming your life. It is unharmful, and it will help clumsy people just like yourself.
Warning, not suitable for consumption. T's and C's apply.
I am so glad I invested in my Sweet Seat because it keeps my round little bottom very well cushioned in the harder months of winter.
Well, that's just fantastic. But you know what else is better than winter? Summer. And where do you feel like travelling this summer?
China has been suspected to be using the forest to hide trees. We'll soon be joining the press conference in Beijing, where President Xi Jinping will be answering questions in relation to the forest hiding trees. It has been said that if China is found guilty for hiding trees in the forest, then they will have to take the trees away and have no forest anymore to stop another occurrence.
Hey you, the guy with odd socks! Are you tired of putting on your socks every morning? Well, look no further! The AutoSocklator 3000 has you covered. Simply put your foot in it, quite literally, and automatically come out with a socked foot. It's that easy. Buy the AutoSocklator 3000 today for an outstanding price of $17.99. Warning, choking hazard, T's and C's apply.
Excuse me, but we are a real hospital, so could you come back when you have an actual problem?
I do. It's opening up.
This could be fatal. I have seen all the symptoms and I've watched Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, you've watched Grey's Anatomy? It's a paper cut.
Look, I have drops of blood coming out.
Listen, it is nothing. I promise you, you will be fine if you just go home.
I think I'm gonna faint.
Get us a doctor who can help. You are not going to faint. You are absolutely fine. Oh.
Well, what a fun show that was. Any thoughts, Crystal?
I mean, like, that was, like, amazing. And, like, you Brits are actually kind of funny. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I kind of laughed.
Well, I love that, really. What an amazing show. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time, yeah?
Whose Line Is It Wellyway was brought to you by Dukebox Radio. Contributors for the show were Anaya, Caitlin, Emma, Freya, George, Josh, Kitty, Lucia, Nell, Oscar, Theo, Tilly, and Wynn. Music was provided by Mr. Boyce, the show was produced by Mr. Russell and Mr. Ferguson, and the executive producer was Caitlin.